Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Hump day. Hot day. Hot out there. I took a walk just half an hour ago before you got here. Around the buildings. Around the complex.
What the hell did you do that for? It's not air conditioned out there.
It helps me. No, well, that's so true. I can confirm that, having just done it.
Said the man who spent 2 hours riding his bicycle around the city and then came home and mowed the grass.
When I don't have many ideas, I take a walk.
I see.
It helps me think of ideas. Good. I come up with ideas on the walk. Good. One of which today was, by the way, if you saw, I'm not talking about anybody I know for this. I'm not thinking of anybody like, I'm not referring to anybody you know. If you saw a man and a woman walking together around the workplace, would you assume they were a couple?
No. No.
You'd guess they were, maybe? Or you'd guess they weren't because that's at work?
I mean, it would just be either one is a guess, and to me, it's a coin flip. Because I think work, you know, work, you can have work friends of the opposite sex or the same sex and not be in a relationship, just like, you know, maybe they're brainstorming. Maybe they're doing what you're doing. They hit a roadblock in whatever project they were working on about how to market the Gazoobers that they're manufacturing, and they decided to take a walk around to see if that could spring an idea.
It does work.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
It works for me anyway.
Yeah. I agree. Well, that I've said many times, the bike doesn't serve this function for me. Running did. Mm-hmm. Running is peaceful, and like I didn't ever really run with headphones on, just in my head, and I relished that. The bike is like, hey, you hit me with a dog! Like, it's just a very different, it's not, it's a car! Like, running is peaceful and tranquil, and the bike is kind of frenetic.
What about driving?
You know, not as... You don't feel as exposed because you're also protected by a vehicle. I don't think that's a no. I get freaked out. This has probably happened. I hope this has happened to everyone, especially on a highway. You're driving and suddenly you realize that you weren't paying any attention for the last 15 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever. Mm-hmm. You miss an exit. What? It's not because you're on your phone. You just might be in your own head, and you just think like, "What did I do? Where am I? Like, where on the road? Did I miss my exit? Where am I going again?" I hate when that happens. But that's to me, that's scary.
I kind of have to be alone with nothing that I'm listening to except maybe music to be creative. You know, a drink helps too, I have to admit. But if I'm listening to a podcast,
I'm not
coming up with ideas. I'm paying attention to the podcast, right?
Yeah, and if it's a sports-centric podcast, you know, that's a good idea, but I don't know if I don't want to steal that.
Right. When I'm drafting, which is constantly, I can't listen to the podcast while I'm drafting. I have to be able to think about the draft.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to. This morning I tried. Like, I want to listen to this podcast. I'm not going to have time to this afternoon, so I want to play it. Then I start a draft. I'm like, I can't
do both.
It's too noisy.
Yeah.
Well, I did come up with one idea for a conversation, but I'm not sure you're going to like it.
Okay. So much pressure.
I want to know how we're going to decide whether the Diggs trade was worth doing.
Okay. Why would I not like that conversation?
Well,
I mean, I appreciate your consideration, but I mean, that's
only because like we're almost into the season.
Mm-hmm.
And while the Diggs trade was a major event, some people are going to be like, it's over, you know, and let's talk about the guys we have, like the Bills would say.
Yeah, sure.
And we do a lot of that. In our defense, just sort of trying to head that off.
Yeah.
We already do a lot of that. We mostly talk about the guys they have.
Yeah.
But this season is somewhat of a referendum on whether or not just like, oh, the thing we make fun of all the time, whether actually having six third-tier-ish whatever receivers is better
than having one Stephon Diggs. And then a bunch of guys. Yeah.
I mean, specifically to him, though, no pun intended, like just whether how we're going to decide whether it was the right, the quote, right move.
Well, I mean, I think I have thought about this. I think we've talked, if not directly, like in this form, like asking a direct question, I feel like we've talked all around this many times, maybe not in depth and not for like, you know, an entire segment or whatever, an entire day even. It is something I have thought about because of different conversations we've had. I'm inclined to not really dwell on what he... It's going to hurt worse if he's still great. Like, if he suddenly emerges in Houston and is outranking Dell and Nico Collins. Like, if that happens, right? He's the guy that's getting 12 targets a game or whatever and is just having that year. Like, the standard year he had here 4 years in a row, basically. It's gonna hurt because it's gonna, for anybody who thinks, oh, well, they went away from him because he's washed late last year, and so it's not worth the money, and they didn't need him because he's deteriorating, and whatever. That's gonna put a stick in the spokes of that bike rolling downhill real hard. To me, it doesn't matter. Like, if Diggs is excellent still, okay, like I could have used that would have been $28 million on my cap instead of 31, and I'd still have this great player, and we wouldn't be worrying about all this stuff. But it really, to me, comes down to how well they play, the Bills, and what the offense looks like. Like, how well does it work? The great experiment here of Josh Allen's career is what I've been calling this, because I think that's what it is. You just use the word referendum. They're going to find out whether they can live without that guy. And if they do, you know, even if the offense doesn't put up the same numbers, but it's still, you know, they're top five in scoring, and he's an MVP candidate, and it's working, and they win their 11 games or 12 games, whatever. They have their regular season that they've been having.
It looks mostly the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, to me, that's a win, regardless of what Diggs does in Houston, because I wanted to find out. I don't know if this was how much of the motivation was this, if any of it was this on the Bills' part. But I've said many times, it makes sense. If I'm running a team, I might want to find out if I have to spend $30 million on a receiver or not before I just continue to do it, assuming I have to.
Well, it's interesting to commit a year to that.
Yeah, it's a big risk. I mean, you are potentially, I don't want to say sabotaging, but you're making it harder for yourself during a prime year of Allen's career, and those are not endless.
Well, I don't think of it as an experiment exactly that the Bills would, hey, you know what we should try? Let's see what this looks like, you know, and donate a year to that. I think it's more that they felt that they had to do it. Not that they wanted to, that they had to. Maybe your idea is sort of stems from the other thing, mm-hmm. which is, all right, we have to. I don't think they felt that there was a choice. Or else, I don't see why they would do it. Like, I wouldn't mm-hmm. take my best receiver off the team and pay the cap fine just to find this out. You know, I'm going to find this out eventually, somehow, and I don't even know if I ever need to know it, right? Like, if there's an injury or something, then this is going to happen to you.
I agree with that. I don't think they made the choice because they wanted to experiment, but once they had to make the choice and made it, that's where the experiment comes in. Not trading for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, not doing the next thing.
Not trading two number ones to move up to get Rome Odunze or someone. Like,
anything like that.
Yeah, anything. And there was really not even any noise about them trying to do that. It's one thing if you try to do that and, like, it's just there really were those trades that we thought were going to be many in the top end of the draft hardly materialized at all. And so it was pretty quiet. But I never even heard that the Bills were banging on doors or, you know, making noise about trying to do something big. So, you know, they've chosen, once they had to make the choice they made with Diggs, they've chosen to go this route, and that's why I refer to it as an experiment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out, like, can this work this way?
It's also nothing, I'm sure it'll come up all the time in the first 10 or 11 weeks. But it's also something that's going to have to wait until after that to be ruled on, you know? Because with Diggs, the last 2 years, especially last year when they traded, or when they fired Dorsey, sorry, it was like a steep decline. And the one question that's out there to be answered about him, maybe the biggest, is whether he can still produce at that level.
Still have the juice, yeah, right.
And if he has a great first half, you can still wonder, you know, just
I think that's,
what the second half will look
that's
like.
That's fair, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure if he has pretty much a normal for him September and October, that's not going to stop people from, you know, saying, oh, look, he can still do it. They blew it. But you're right. I mean, we don't know. Like, at his age, the wear and tear of everything he does to get ready for the season and then actually playing might just take enough out of him that he's not the same player in the last 6 or 8 weeks of the season.
Well, it was a controversial thing, and you know, most people, almost everybody would tell you you're better off with him on the team than off. You know, not accounting for anything personal, because mm-hmm. that's got to be a lot of why they did it. I think, though, despite that, there are a lot of ways where the Bills could come out looking really good. Like, the first thing is, like you said, how they play. And if everything is sort of humming with Shakir, you know, here's room for Shakir to play a bigger role. And it frees up, it puts sort of the urgency on drafting Coleman. So Coleman kind of hits. And you get what you want out of Samuel, which is sort of a hybrid kind of mm-hmm. whatever, McKenzie but better kind of a player. If that all happens, we're not going to really talk about Diggs or think about him very much. And the Bills might, either directly or indirectly, sound like they're a lot happier this way. Like, there's a pressure that's been
there seems
removed.
Already like there's been a pretty solid effort in that department. I mean, I don't know if it's predicated on Diggs not being here, but it's not a very long leap to make when you hear Allen talking about everybody hanging out in the dorms and playing Settlers and yeah. whatever. Like the vibes have been, you know, a storyline here in a way that really I guess last year they were because of the friction from the spring, but once they were on the field and doing their handshakes, it was kind of like, ah, whatever, they're just going to play, it's fine. But this year, there seems to be more of an effort to convince everyone. I'll stop short of saying they're trying to convince themselves, but like, it's yeah. we're all good. We're good here, and you can infer from that maybe it wasn't, and maybe Diggs was a part of that problem or the problem. I don't know. I think a lot of that is hardly relevant at this point. The decisions have been made, and they've done what they've done. But yeah, if they start the season, Mike, and they've got, you know, they're six games in, and Allen is, you know, again, he's throwing for his yards. They're doing what they do on offense, and in particular, through eight games, they've got four different leading receivers, right? Like, everybody's eating, right? It's, oh, look, this was Kincaid's week. Oh, it was Shakir. Oh, look, Coleman was the leading. If that happens, then I think, again, Diggs can do whatever Diggs is going to do in Houston, and I think we'll just be like, yeah, okay, this is working. It's great.
We will talk a lot about this in week 5.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When they play each other. Also, I wonder just, like, fans who are processing this, how much blame is Brandon Bean ever going to be on the hook for? I mean, if you want to apologize for him and the team, whatever, sort of be like that, and maybe it's right to, you can go pretty far along the lines of they had to do it, or else why would they? You know, that's kind of how I feel. Mm-hmm. They didn't literally have to do it. Maybe they don't, and there's more consternation, and there's more
maybe there's a
tension,
hold in,
and maybe he's
something.
Not on the field yet.
Yeah, right. I mean, who knows? But no, that's right. I think, as much as it feels like they felt like they had to do it, they could have just picked a fight. I mean, they could have just said, Tyler Dunn has written this, and I agree with it. You don't want to be here? Too bad. We just redid your contract, and you're on our team. So, you know, pout all you want. But I think they were worried that that would be more trouble than it's been worth. Like, there's one thing to think about, you know, this addition by subtraction and all this sort of talk that I think, you know, fans of a team, you want to believe it. You want to believe that your team did the right thing and made the right choice, and they're going to be better off, if not in the short term, in the long run, whatever. But they could have picked the fight. Teams do it. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is still not there. Brandon Ayuk,
Chase,
Ja'Marr Chase is holding in. You know, things can get uncomfortable, and I think they felt like it already was rocky, right, last year, and now he's at a new level of frustration. And do we really want to deal with that? No, we don't. So we're going to go this route. But they didn't have to do that. They could have just had a come to Jesus meeting with everyone, like all the pertinent people, including ownership, if you want, just sit down and hash it out and like, look, what are the problems? I'm assuming this happened last year when things started the way they did at mandatory minicamp. But I never heard details about it. Certainly never heard about the owner getting involved in it. But you could do that if you feel like this player, like the 49ers are doing with IU. We know you want more than we want to give you. We know you want to go somewhere else to get it. And we also know that you may leave us for nothing in the end, but we're not giving up. We think we can win a Super Bowl, and we have a better chance of doing it with you here. So even though you're making our lives miserable right now, I guess. I mean, I don't know outwardly how that manifests
itself.
In whatever way, whether it's just Adam Schefter endlessly talking about speculation about the trade or whatever it is, teammates wondering what's going to happen, he's still there. And as much as it's looked 10 different times like he was on a plane for some other team,
today he was on the field.
Right. He's still
for the Niners.
He's still there.
He didn't practice, but he was on the field for the first time in a while, apparently, today. If he's never traded to Pittsburgh, would Ayuk be a good pick in a Pittsburgh cup of coffee draft? Like, did he ever? Was he? You know, there's
trade in
Photoshop
place.
Pictures of him.
Yeah.
Just like there might have been for Antonio Brown here.
Yeah.
Have you decided? You've probably thought about this a lot too. Like, how you think privately each of the important Bills people feel about that this happened? Like, I've decided that Brady, these are just my opinions, that Brady was probably all for it. He shut Diggs down
mm-hmm.
better than L'Jarius Sneed, even. Like, he's
good one.
He's known for, like, his offense in Carolina and here, like, number one receiver, that's not his brand. One guy that's just, mm-hmm. which I do, again, think is more kind of the consequence of
not having that guy. Right.
Maybe you're not that good at it. Maybe you don't have, I mean, he had DJ Moore, and he didn't get that kind of year out of DJ Moore. Anyway, so my guesses are that Brady might have even thought they should do it. You know, I don't know to what extent Diggs was a headache for most of these guys, but you know, you think about Allen, you think about McDermott. I bet Allen is ready to prove a lot.
I'll bet he feels very much so. Like,
let's go.
He wants to show everyone, like, because, you know, what is the sort, you strip away all the different, any different angle you want to come at this from, it is still, you're going to end up at a spot where you can assert that Diggs, without Diggs, Allen is not Allen. Because the ascension coincided with his arrival, and maybe a lot of this happens with some other dude playing that spot, and Gabe Davis and John Brown and Cole Beasley and, again, some other dude there, and maybe they just become this because Allen is undeniably great. But it didn't happen that way. It happened the way it happened. Diggs was here, and so now Allen, the question is, can he do this without that dude? And yeah, I mean, if I'm Allen, I don't even want to say it that way. That's stupid because I'm nowhere near as competitive or driven. Like, if you're competitive and driven, and that's what people are looking at you with and talking about you in that context, you absolutely want to shove it down their throat. Like, 100%. There's just no question about it. You're doubting me. I'm going to show you. So that's a new place for Allen to be. I mean, it's a little bit like where he started.
Yeah.
Right? So he should be familiar with that feeling, but
he succeeded.
Right.
In the first place.
Right.
He did get help, and he shouldn't be, that shouldn't count against him, and it really doesn't. You know, it doesn't really count against Patrick Mahomes that he got Andy Reid. People still talk about him in the most elevated ways. So, yeah, I mean, you can concede there are advantages. We've got Darnold back as a starter in the league, and he was disadvantaged in this way. We kind of thought that Allen was, too, in the beginning. You know, when were the Bills ever a team that was going to be able to best develop a rookie quarterback like that? But they got there. So I think he's probably excited to show what he can do without anybody being able to point to Diggs for his success.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that Brady is on board all the way too. And I think probably McDermott also, because I think of him, you know, culture, standards, and he pretty obviously, I think, got tired of what Diggs meant, you know, internally. We don't know very much about what there really was, but we even saw it outwardly a couple times. We even saw McDermott snap last year at right. minicamp. So I bet he's I don't know how confident he is in everything overall, like their offense and everything, but I bet he probably feels okay, at least, about Diggs being gone. And then there's Bean, and Bean is the one who makes the trade. But I don't know. I think a lot about we've talked about this. I've done shows when you were off about this. Just I think a lot about, I wonder how he really feels about who they are. You know, I mean, this offseason, it's kind of framed as all being necessary. Even Diggs, that it was necessary to do that. And it's only so true. So I can see, hey, we've got to get back to sort of on the road here when it comes to the cap, and we've gotten older. So overall, it's a transition offseason for them. But he didn't have to trade Diggs, and that came at a cost. You know, he didn't get a player back, and I wonder how he thinks he did.
And nor did he go try to replace Diggs.
He might have tried.
Yeah.
But he didn't really do it.
He didn't do it. I mean, he drafted a guy, but that
should have happened anyway.
That is not a replacement for a number one wide receiver.
It's a replacement for Davis.
Yeah, right.
Right? Coleman?
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully, even. He better be a replacement for Davis.
Right.
Okay. How are we going to write history on this thing? And how do you feel now? I mean, we've talked about it off and on all offseason, but that Diggs was traded. Will the Bills look good? Will they look terrible for having made that move? 803-0550. Is there another move you think they'll regret? We'll talk to Sal Capaccio from Pittsburgh. He's there for the practice together tomorrow with the Steelers. There are a bunch of these around the league this week. Joint practices, and of course, they'll play Pittsburgh on Saturday night. And we'll talk, speaking of Pittsburgh, to Andrew Filippone at 6. Maybe we ask him the important cup of coffee draft question that I brought up earlier.
Right.
Than Ayuk.
It all does pertain to Pittsburgh in some way.
Andrew has said, it does. And I don't know if Ronan Tynan ever played Pittsburgh, but a lot, you know, Antonio Brown. Andrew has basically said right first what Ian Rappaport has said a week later, which is there's a deal in place.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what he knows. We'll see what he knows. Thanks for being with us. Phone lines open at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.